Hello and welcome to another Author of the Month. I'm here with distinguished author Rowan Gwynn, and he has written a piece on homelessness that he would like to share with us. I know typically we do some questions before we get to the reading, but this time I think it'd be cool to get right down to it. So Rowan, would you like to read your work for us today?
Hi there, my name is Rowan Gwynn. Today I'll be talking about the homeless. They live among us. There are over 1,000 homeless people. Almost every day people lose their job. They have to look for a job. Meanwhile, if their spouse doesn't have a job, their family isn't getting what they need. If they can't find a job, they have to live out on the streets while only being able to eat the scraps that people throw out. Some people make signs to ask people for food or money. People in their cars look at them and say they don't have any money. That is very sad because a lot of people die. There are also a lot of people like that in Africa. A lot of kids in Africa die every day because people don't care for kids. That is why some people say there are starving kids in Africa. We are some of the only ones who can help. If you see a homeless person, offer them something. Be a generous and kind person and help out the homeless. Think to yourself, what if this was me? What if I didn't have food or water or clean clothes? Would they help me? Be generous. Be the one that helps the homeless. The homeless are people too. Be the one that helps.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. So, Rowan, how did you become so interested in helping the homeless?
I became interested because my uncle was talking about them one day, and we gave them our leftovers from our lunch. That made me think, what can I do to make their lives easier? And that's how I became interested.
That's awesome. Now, I've heard some people say that they want to help the homeless, but if they give them money, they might not spend it on food or shelter. In fact, they might spend it on something more harmful. What do you say to those people?
I would say spend that money on food, clothes, and shelter, not on harmful objects. Sure, you might want to protect yourself, but would you rather have a weapon or food and water?
Well, that's good advice for those homeless people. What would you tell the people who are worried about what the homeless people might spend money on?
I would tell those people to make sure they're not spending it on weapons and stuff, because if they are, then they might try and rob something for more money.
Well, that's a good point, for sure. So, giving to the homeless is a really generous and effective short-term solution. But what about the long-term solution? One problem homeless people have is that it's hard to find a job when you don't have a chance to go home and shower and prepare. How do these people break the cycle, and how can we help them?
We can give them clothes, food, and water, and a temporary house to sleep at until they can get onto their feet, something like a homeless shelter.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I think you have so many good ideas about how to help the homeless. And thank you so much for coming by the Author of the Month podcast. I really appreciate it.
It's an honor to be here.
All right, well, that's what we have for Author of the Month today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do your best. Be sure to include details from the text. Express yourself, and you too could be the next Author of the Month.